We were good. They had fun. Although I made one little kid cry.
This is the Scarab Swarmcast. In this podcast, we discuss games, anime, conventions, and a variety of other topics. Scarab is an annual convention in Columbia, South Carolina, and members of the Scarab Swarm can be spotted at various events demoing and running a variety of games. For more information on Scarab, go to www.s-c-a-r-a-b.com. Welcome back, or hello for the first time. You are listening to part two of our recordings from Scarab 5 2015. This episode was recorded Sunday, January 18th, during the Podcast Mania slot. There are a variety of guests joining me, including Marty from Rolling Dice and Taking Names podcast, Clint Black from Pinnacle Entertainment Group, and Don from Onboard Games and On Roleplaying Games podcast. So one of the podcasts that I listen to on a regular basis is Rolling Dice and Taking Names. And here at Scarab this year, and I think last year you were here too, we had one of the hosts of the show. So sitting with me now is Marty Connell.
I never say my last name on the show. It's always Marty. So.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering about
Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
It's like I'm trying to hide from people, and it's like, well, they don't want to find me if they really want to find me.
But Connell, that sounds like you're from Krypton. Connell.
Hey.
Yeah. I'm running with that.
That'd be cool to get that on your badge. Connell. So how have you been enjoying Tierra?
It's been awesome. This is my third year. So the first year I came, it was over in the Scottish thing over there.
Right.
And really enjoyed it. And then when I heard it was going to move to this bigger convention center, then we just, you know, it's like, well, yeah, this is going to be an annual thing for us. In fact, we've already pre-registered for next year for 2016. This has become a family outing for us. So I bring my entire family down here from Charlotte. Okay. And we have a ball. My kids do all sorts of things. So I mainly do a lot of the board games, and I have two young sons who are into RPGs. And this year, my middle son was kind of getting back into War Machine, so he did some of that. So Our family, once we get here, it's like my middle son just says, "All right, I'll see you in 3 days," and then poof, he's gone. You know, he signed up for all the PFS sessions, doing all that, and just having a ball. And then some of my friends, we meet here, and basically we just sit in the game room for about 3 days straight, and just like play something. All right, what do you want to play next? And just keep going through it.
Well, now you've said before that you're not a big RPG person yourself.
I'm a casual. I enjoy playing RPGs, but I don't play very regularly.
Okay. Well, if you like casual RPGs, I might suggest you try to find whenever I'm running a game of Kobolds Ate My Baby. Mm-hmm. Try that out.
I've heard about that. I need to try that sometime.
Partially because I think you'd probably enjoy it. And also because any chance I get to talk about that game, I will talk about that game.
All hail King Torg.
All hail King Torg. That's
I was about to say this is the part.
Oh, okay.
Whenever John pimps Kobolds Ate My Baby, everybody has to take a drink.
Yeah. Something weird just happened here. I don't know what.
Yeah, Marty was looking at us like, what just happened?
I'm just going to leave now. Thank you.
People came in from outside and started yelling that. It's weird. But that's cool. So this con is perfect for you and your family.
It is. I dig the smaller cons. I know we attend Mace up in Charlotte just because of its locale.
Right.
And really enjoy it. The smaller cons have a great intimate feel to it. In fact, I was thinking about actually shooting this video on why, what are the advantages of a small con over a large con, and it's like, number one's cost. You know, this is way cheaper than like Origins or Gen Con. You have a lot of selection. When I was counting up the other day, I think in this area, just off the top of my head, I came up with 7 or 8 set conventions that's been going on for a while within a 3 to 4 hour drive from Charlotte. So there's a lot of choices, and it covers a lot of different things. Maybe something more focused on miniatures or RPGs or strictly board gaming. There's just so many things to choose from a local con. And then you get, well, thank you. Thanks. Sorry, there's somebody clearing out there. Cost is a big thing. Travel is usually easier. Like I said, you get to see some of the same people over and over, which is really nice. So I know a lot of people focus on, we got to go to Gen Con or Origins, but I would say, go try to find that nice little fun local con that you can count on every year to have a great time for a very affordable price.
I have to agree with you on that. Not just because I'm part of one of those cons, but yeah, this I've
just not because you're a corporate shield for Scarab or anything like
right,
that.
Not because Dell's sitting right there giving me the evil eye. No, well, he's
I'm
not.
Trying to figure out what that loud applause was. That could be good or bad at this event. You never really know. But I have a feeling that the winner of the Goblin Boom has just been located, and either they've been mugged.
Yes, there's a friend of ours who's been trying to get that Goblin Boon, and he's been trying to track that person down all day.
He has been going through the entire convention.
And all he knew was...
The owner of that we would not publish their name. We only published their
Yeah, all he knew was the number.
ID.
Tell me about your great time at Scarab.
Isn't that somewhat leading the witness here? I mean, it was an awful time. No, had a wonderful time. We came in here Friday night. They have everything sectioned out, organized so well. You can get on the... Warhorn site and sign up for events beforehand, and my son and some of the rest of the family did that, and then I just kind of set my tail in the game room for 3 days and just played three games. I didn't even sign up for anything. Typically I do sign up for something, but every time I do, there's like, man, I said I would go schedule, I would go do this, and I can't fit this into my schedule. So I just said, eh, whatever. So I just kind of left my schedule open where everybody else kind of planned to do things on their own. Like I said, my son just showed up and said, I'll see you in 3 days, and then we'll pick him up in a few minutes and we'll get out of here. But it's been a blast. You know, it's easy to get, you know, food and drink from the vendors that are sitting out here. It's a really nice location with the convention center. Ran very well. Everybody's polite. There's something for everybody. You've got the kids track, which is really cool to see. My kids are kind of getting out of the kids track age, especially my youngest, because I was trying to get him to go into it. He's like, I'm 12, and they're just a little bit too young for me. So he's kind of hitting that part to where he doesn't want to go in there and hang out with them anymore. But it's a great family convention, highly recommended for anybody that wants to bring their whole family in and have a family-friendly environment.
Now, I heard you talking a lot about your experience at Comic-Con with dressing up in costumes and such.
Cosplay, yeah, New York Comic-Con.
Now, we do have costume contests. Or a costume contest here. So next year, maybe.
Maybe so. So
doing that.
Here, I didn't mean to clap. I'm sorry. Like, I tend to do that. Somebody's talking to me.
You're just so excited.
I'm hitting the table.
You're so excited
and stuff,
to be here at Scarab.
Yes.
You just can't contain that excitement.
I got my wife a sewing machine for Christmas because she wants to get into sewing so that she can make costumes for cosplay.
Okay.
So a year from now, we'll see how well she progressed over the year and see if we have something made and we'll come up dressed up as something next year.
Okay. Okay. We'll hold you to that.
Yeah. So where's your cosplay
sure,
stuff?
Hold.
Sorry.
I have it on recording.
I couldn't get the Transformer thing working.
Nice. Oh, that would be awesome.
Like that. Yeah. I couldn't get that police car that turns into something, Pathfinder or something.
So I got a question. You drive to, not that I'm on this show or anything, not that I'm introduced.
Who are you?
Yeah. So you drive to South Carolina to sit at a table with your friends and play games.
All right, so here's the deal. The reason people have brought this up to me before. I have some other people in Charlotte that have said the same thing. Why are you going down there to pay money to sit into a hotel to play games? I said, because it's – I told them, I said, number one, the environment's wonderful. I said, it's fun to be among a bunch of other gamers and just the environment and socialization, which I wouldn't get sitting home with just a few people. It's dedicated. The fact that I know that at 8 a.m., 9 a.m. in the morning, I'm going to get up, and I've set aside my whole day. I kind of got to go mow the yard or you know, clean up or anything like that. It's just going to be board game after board game after board game, and everybody has the same mindset. Sure, I can have some guys over at home, but then you got to coordinate schedules. Well, I need to be home by this time, and you know, I got to do this with my wife or spouse or whatever like that. So maybe you get in a couple hours, and that's it. Well, everybody, all of us have this idea. This is kind of a little vacation. We just go, and all we do is just play board games, and that's it. So granted, yes, we could do somewhat of the same thing at home, but it wouldn't have the same feel.
Is there anything else you want to say about Scarab?
Or your show. Talk about your show.
Yeah, I guess you could do that. No, please, yeah. Talk about your show.
Well, yeah, so I do this other little podcast called Rolling Dice and Taking Names. And
woo-hoo!
Have you even been introduced yet?
No.
Who are
he
you?
Doesn't introduce people.
Yeah, okay.
You just show up on mic.
Hey, who are you?
I like to make people guess. Idea.
I'm taking over the show. Give me the mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the On Board Games and On Role Playing Games podcast, the oaky timber tones of Donald Dennis.
Right, so, Marty, tell us about your show.
Yes. Okay, sure. So I co-host the show with my co-host.
Who's not me?
That makes sense. Tony.
That's a hint.
We're with Rolling Dice and Taking Names. We're a little over 2 years old. And we're on the Dice Tower Network, and we focus mainly on board games. We do touch on other stuff too. We have talked about RPGs and miniatures and a lot of geeky things, but mainly it's basically on board games. And we put out a show every other week. Usually comes out on Tuesdays, and it's just he and I, and we try to give the Dice Tower Network a little bit of a Southern flavor, which is severely lacking. Because if you listen to some of these other shows, you can tell by the accents that they are not from the South, and we obviously are. So, no, I'm just kidding.
You're the bells of the Dice Tower Network.
Okay, that's the second time this week I've been called a bell. That is too funny. I have not been called a bell before, and that's like twice in the week. The bells of the Dice Tower Network. I kind of like that. But anyway, so yeah, that's who we are. We really enjoy it. We love getting out with gamers and hanging out with people, and that's, you know, as my wife said, were you going to go down there and do a show? I said, nope. I said, I'm not going to make this a working conference or anything like that. I'm just going to go down there and have a good time. I have done some video or some vlogs of some of our stuff here, and you can go see that on our YouTube channel, some people we talked to, some experiences we had, but yeah, that's pretty much it.
Well, thank you, Marty, for taking time out of your gaming schedule. I know we're cutting into the...
Oh, no, heck no. I mean, I just got shot up several times playing Cash and Guns, so I was coming out of triage from that to get, you know, coming in here, and so that was good because I was tired of getting everybody was shooting me. What up with that? I mean, every time I turned and looked up, there was somebody had their gun pointing at me. Somebody's not going to understand what this is. Cash and Guns is this board game where you have these little foam guns right. You point at each other. So it's like, oh my gosh, what kind of games they play there? Scarab with actual guns.
We're hardcore.
We're gangsta style.
How do you like the new edition?
I really like it. Plays fast and the components are really cool. So it's Cash and Guns Second Edition, just came out last year. It's a fun little party game.
Right.
Plays up to what, eight people. Okay. So it's really cool. Thank you, Mystery Voice.
You're welcome. Your experience with that sounds like my experience with I Drink What. I as soon as I sat down at that table for the tournament, I think I was at 15 people trying to poison me instantaneously. So I lasted about two turns. Before I got knocked out of that tournament.
Wait, we were only supposed to poison you during the game?
That's it.
Oh. Should have explained the rules a little bit better.
A little bit of a social misstep there.
EMT.
No, I Drank What? The game where you're most likely to get poisoned before your turn actually comes up.
Wow.
That is hardcore.
That's me every time I play that game.
There were people waiting in line at 8 a.m. this morning to
play that tournament.
And they sat there for 2 hours.
Oh my goodness.
Because they knew if they got up, someone would take their seat to get that flask. Because this morning was the last one.
So just a little bit of info on what's going on. So I've never played the game, and I saw this, it's a big deal. So if you play this game called I Drank What, which I think is basically a bluffing deduction game.
Correct. Exactly.
There's like some sort of tournament, and at the end you win, what, a large flask?
Yep. So we give, we started this 5 years ago because I absolutely loved the game. So I went out and bought a bunch of flasks and had them engraved, and we give those away as prizes. So I bought the guys 12, and they showed up, and I showed them what it was and gave them the Empire Games guys, and they just ran with it. So that's exactly what it is. Every couple hours, they run a table, and the last man standing at the table gets the flasks. Then of the 12 winners of those flasks, they will all sit at a table, which should be running any moment now if it's not already, and they will play for a 64-ounce flask.
Wow.
And there is a serious matter of pride with this game. These guys take it serious. Have you ever seen the World Tour of Poker? Championship table of I Drank What looks a lot like the World Tour of Poker.
Yeah. Is the flask filled with anything?
It is not filled with anything, no, but you're not welcome to fill it with your beverage of choice.
With your energy drink of choice. Yeah, that's what we call it.
So you need to go all high-tech, like at the championship table, and have where you have little cameras on the table. So when they like look at their cards and see what it is, and like put it on the screen.
But we have people who've won those flasks who show up every year at Scarab, and they bring those. That's an awesome prize,
a great trophy.
No outside food or drink. Wow. That would cost a lot to fill up at the concessions table.
It sure would.
Water fountain.
Water. There you go. Yeah, water fountain. You got to go?
Yeah.
All right.
So well, I've got to go. So one of the things that we were talking about was those crossover things. So I'm getting ready to run a few of six people who have never played role playing games before.
Cool.
Awesome.
1 hour session of Pathfinder.
Which means, so of course,
that's great.
Them. And of course, this means that Dell's going to kill off every single one of your characters.
Yeah. Didn't y'all think that was fun?
Hey, it's my thing.
Kill that's them true. All off in an hour? That's a challenge.
So thank you guys for letting me participate.
Yep. Thank you, Dell. Several years ago, I played in a Space 1889 game at Scarab Gaming Convention before I became a part owner, part-ish owner of Scarab Gaming Convention. And it was being run by this gentleman who's sitting across from me named Clint Black, who for whatever reason is deciding to disguise himself as Jeff Smith.
Jeff Smith owes me money.
He does. So, hello, Clint. Welcome to Scarab 5.
Hi, John. Thank you for having me here at Scarab 5, for letting me in, even though I seem to be Jeff Smith. I had to sneak my way in undercover.
You're disguising your voice now, too.
That's right.
Also with me in this room are,
Mary
pronounce
Harbaugh,
his last name.
Like the football coach.
Okay. The reason I said that is because Mary just got married recently, so yeah. Last name has changed. And of course, Jason Wright is sitting here. When did you decide you were coming to Scarab this year? Because as far as I knew, you weren't coming.
I wasn't going to be coming, actually, or wasn't. It's been up in the air.
Okay.
I will say this, and this is actually going to go back to someone else that is here. My daughters love Scarab. They love the kids track. They love the programming. They have one of their best friend comes here and runs Little Fears, and they both love to come. So Scarab has been a motivation for one of them to get schoolwork done.
Cool.
We have actually used the convention as a motivation to get schoolwork done, and unfortunately, she did not finish it.
Uh-oh.
But we had talked about it so much that we suddenly realized that the other daughter was going to be punished if we didn't go at all. And it was a horrible thing of figuring that out. So I brought her down yesterday. That was Saturday of the convention. We drove down in the morning. She got in. You know, it was killing her just watching the clock, knowing that the game had started because we got out late. Because to show another thing of how awesome my wife is, Jody, who you know as well.
Yes.
Is that she stayed home with the other daughter. Yesterday was her birthday. So the only time we got spent with her was breakfast. We ran a little late. We got here. But still, she ran in. She got into her game, and she played the entire time, got up this morning, started again. She is still in. And I have been informed that until 4 o'clock, we are here when that game ends. There is no doubt about that. But that's what brought us here. It's that. And then, we've been coming to Scarab for years now. I think we had to miss last year because of a conflict of interest.
Right.
And we had not gotten to see the new venue here at the new convention center, which is fantastic. And of course, I got in and I said, I'm not going as a guest this year, so I get to be an attendee. And so I got in, sat down, got to play games, got to play Oktoberfest with the Empire Game guys. I won myself one of the little steins. I got into the championship round, which as I did and I drank what? I lost. As a matter of fact, I came in the lowest point level of anyone in the championship round.
Yes. Been there, done that.
Been there, done that. But I've got the stein to go by my Scarab flask from prior years up on top of my desk at home.
Awesome.
It's been awesome to come in and just being able to enjoy the convention totally. I always come and have fun as a guest, but being able to come and do it from the attendee side is such, it's so refreshing, when normally, when you go as a guest, there's always a responsibility I feel to the con to do everything I can for them. And when I came this time, I had no responsibility for them at all.
It's like a little vacation. Yeah, I wouldn't know what that's like. Yeah. I haven't felt that way since the second Scarab. As soon as they said, here, would you like to join us? And I said, yes. I was like, oh, it's all been downhill from there. it's been fun, but a different type of fun.
I was going to say. You enjoy lording the Iron GM over people. Admit it.
Oh, yes. Let's talk about the Iron GM contest. Because for the first 2 years that it was at Scarab, you and Jody were pretty much running that. I guess, well, maybe Jody more so.
Well, Jody pretty much runs everything. Yeah. So pretty much Jody. But, yeah, I mean, that came together with talking with Dell and the guys here and saying, you know, we wanted to do something else to kind of promote gaming as a whole. I mean, yeah. we do Savage Saturday Night. I loved seeing that there was a Savage Saturday Night here, that it's grown and it's kept rolling on its own. And I got to play in an East Texas University game, which was awesome because I see all these things come through, but I rarely have the opportunity to just sit down and play for pure enjoyment, as opposed to the looking at it from the do we need to, you know, fix anything from a designer standpoint. So that was a blast. But with Iron GM, that was more of a, we want something that's going to showcase any system anybody wants to run.
Right.
And that was really a key part of it. And it was a blast to do and get started. And unfortunately, trying to juggle two things at the time of Savage Saturday Night and Iron GM was a little tough. So finding out someone was willing to pick up that ball and run with it was phenomenal.
And the main reason for that was because I had so much fun with it. And when I found out, oh, you guys weren't coming back that year or last year, it's like, well, I don't want to let this just disappear.
Well, that's, I mean.
And Jody helped me out a lot with some of that stuff, too. So that was great.
That's cool. And as I understand, Charles White of Fabled Environments provided the maps this year.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Some great maps.
And, Charles is a great guy. And I saw one of the tables next to us last night was running it, so I at least got to partially see that it was going on, which, you know, I did. I really had a smile on my face just seeing that it was still going and everybody sitting there playing and having a good time.
And this year we've had tremendous turnout for the Scarab Iron, or well, I'm calling it the Scarab Iron GM now because, Scarab. But we've had tremendous turnout for it this year in particular. So
how many games did you have?
We had six GMs.
Okay.
And each table had at least four players. I'm looking at Jason. Jason didn't play any of them.
I played in one.
He did? Oh, that's right, he did.
Star Wars game.
Oh, that's right.
There
were at least five players.
That's why Matt didn't win. No. Yeah, each table had at least four players in the game, which it just seemed like the past year. It seemed like that was the big challenge, was getting players to play in the game. Oh, speaking of Iron GM, here's our Iron GM from last year.
Hey.
And this is Matthew Presson. He actually came in third place for Iron GM 2015, so this year.
Mm-hmm. Lots of fun.
He had some stiff competition this year.
So what were our components this year that you guys were using? Or have you changed it up any since I saw it last?
Well, we have the random map, which, like you'd mentioned, was provided by Charles White, Fabled Environments.
Right.
We had some random miniatures. We got some Bones miniatures from Reaper. We had some My Little Pony figures were in there, I want to say, and some
that little, was one I saw.
There were some little Green Army men.
Some Marvel
that were in there.
Cars.
Some little Marvel racing car kind of things.
So to say figures is kind of roughly speaking.
They're figures. It's all relatively speaking.
They're small and plastic objects.
Something that would be in the game.
Random miniatures.
But for the random plot elements, we used Rory's story cubes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I had the GMs. They picked out four cubes and they rolled those and used the images from that to create their plot.
Okay.
But yes, they had these Rory story cubes, and midway through, they had to roll another die and add that element to their game as well.
Neat.
I don't remember, Matt. Did we give you anything else that you had to work with?
I had the map, the minis, the dice.
We loaded you down with all sorts of free stuff that was just for you.
I got a bunch of stuff, but not that I had to incorporate.
Right.
I used some of my stuff from last year in this one, which was...
Yes, that was interesting. He used at the very least, he used the miniature that he got from last year's Iron GM competition in this one.
To
This does a fun personal callback.
Yeah.
Regrettably, we didn't fight it. We were a little too smart for that.
Yeah, I mean...
Smart. That was air quotes, right?
Smart or boring.
It would have been a lot of fun, though. I mean, it would have only killed, like, two of you.
But enough about that, because you didn't play in that. What all did you play in other than East Texas University?
I got to play East Texas University. I got to play Deadlands Noir, which...
Woohoo!
That one was a riot.
We got to play together, yeah, Liz and I. And I got to play Oktoberfest by Empire Games. I got, you know, again...
Got the stein.
Got the little stein, and again came in last place in the championship. Absolutely lowest point level. Less points than I earned playing in just one session of it earlier. I mean, really horribly, horribly done. And, but then today I got to play, actually I just came off of playing Munchkin Zombies in there. And actually had the rare occasion that we had dual winners.
Oh.
Two people won at the same time.
Huh.
Munchkin. I totally claim credit for being the real winner.
Right, right.
You know, because well, the other guy was a demo guy, so that I don't think he counts.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't count.
Yeah.
Those guys aren't real. I mean... Yeah.
He's trying to go all tournament rules.
Yeah.
You know, somebody in a scarab shirt. I don't know who he was. But anyway.
That was probably Dan.
It was Dan. But no, I had a blast playing that. I've just had... You know, a great time, you know, walking around and seeing different stuff. Everything that's going on here. Seeing the kids' area down there and what they're playing and, you know, right. You know.
And last night you were dressed up as Daenerys Targaryen in the costume contest. I think I saw that.
That's true.
That was very impressive.
It was. It was. That's very true. Yeah,
we'll get some pictures of that on the... No, he wasn't. He wasn't.
No, I was clearly, you know, Kydrogo. Oh. You just missed Mary's very slow shake of the head. The slow shake. No. No.
Well, were there any games that you would have liked to have seen here at Scarab?
I would have liked to have been here Friday and stay through Monday. That's what I would like to do, but I got to be back at work tomorrow.
I was like, well, we have no control over that.
I know. I'm going to blame you for
not
it. Anyway.
Yet. not yet.
No. I mean, there were so many options out there. I mean, you guys had a ton. I mean, I love game conventions. I mean, conventions that are purely focused on gaming. I mean, that's always a blast for me to just go because everybody you know is there for the same thing.
Right.
Everybody's here to game and have fun and have a good time. And it's just no matter where you're looking, somebody's sitting down at a table, you know, rolling dice, flipping cards, and having fun. And it's just a thrill to walk around and watch, you know.
Well, awesome.
Unfortunately, I believe in playing Munchkin Zombies, I caught the zombie plague.
Yeah, that happens.
It's going around, so I hear.
Yeah.
I think that means we're all going to be locked Dan. In here now.
I blame Dan.
Okay, now you made me choke. I blame Dan.
Is there anything else you want to say about your experience here at Scarab or other,
there could be more Savage
places?
Worlds. There could be a lot
there could
more
be Savage Worlds.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they had some small game across the hallway that's taking up a lot of room.
It's called Path something?
Path something? I don't know.
Path Seeker?
Path Seeker, maybe.
Something like
Searcher.
That.
Searcher. Walker.
Path Walker?
That was another great thing. You know, getting to meet John, who is one of the people with Paizo I had not gotten to meet before. Pathfinder Society.
Oh, John Compton?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because
I hate to disappoint.
Sorry, I'm like, John, well, I'm glad I could make your acquaintance, Clint.
But you two know each other already.
Yes, John.
Well, you said John. It's like, yeah. I've met like half a dozen or so Johns just today.
Yeah.
People just keep coming in this room and interrupt. No.
Oh.
You're
going to pay for that.
I'm going to pay for that. My wife Ruby just walked into the room.
Please remind me if I ever volunteer for the kids track again to shoot myself. Before or after the guest drink?
Please, before.
Okay, that's going to be in the outtake.
Maybe.
No.
That's how the show will start.
Maybe it was for older kids, and I got 5-year-olds.
I tried to prepare you.
And
you had little plastic dragons. What?
I dumbed it down even more, so we were good. They had fun, although I made one little kid cry.
Yes!
Dang! Achievement unlocked!
Does that count as two?
Does that count as two?
No, it's better. It's better.
Oh my goodness.
Made a child cry.
Made a
best con ever.
That was the best interruption we could have had.
She had to come in and brag.
I know, she's like, coming to brag.
Yes!
Nice to see you, Clint.
Nice to see you, too.
So you guys are definitely going to come back next year, right?
Knock wood.
Yeah, yeah.
Knock wood. Okay. We've determined the keeper of the schedule is Jody. well and surely.
You guys should come back kind of like you did right now, just to come back and play.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, maybe judge an RGM contest or something.
That sounds like what a responsibility. It's a weird word. I don't know it.
It's not as much of a responsibility.
Though. No. I mean,
although it is nice when those judges come to their tables and turn in their materials and all that. So.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I would like to. I mean, we're kind of we're changing our schedule out of what we're doing as far as conventions that we're hitting. As far as where we go and Jody runs the booth and everything like that, we're just going to stay in close into our radius because of travel times and going to places and things like that. And I mean, that's nothing to anybody else. I'm not sure if you're aware, Jody is now marketing manager, licensing manager, and one of the primary editors for Pinnacle Entertainment now. So that's kind of happened over the past year that she's shot up. And, what she has to do as far as responsibilities, which primarily consist of me getting text messages going, are you done with the book yet? which is...
Wait, so she texts you?
Yeah. Yeah, while I'm at the convention, play games, have fun.
Okay. While you're at the convention.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining you're at home with her, and she texts you, and you go...
She's done that.
And you go, I'm standing right next to you.
Yeah, well you know, when both you and Ruby were on when we used to do the chat for Beautiful Brains, and we'd be there.
Yeah.
And we're sitting, our computers are right beside each other, not as far apart as we are right now.
Right,
that's
right.
How John and I sound.
And we're typing, yes, we're typing to each other, you know, using the private message function on the chat, you know, to talk to each other. And it's like, I'm right here. It's like having a child. Use your words.
Use your words.
You know? But I mean, it's awesome to get to work on this stuff together and share that together. I mean, I'm sure you guys have the same thing. I always say, if any married couple, you're going to have something you have to share and something that's your own. And gaming can be either one of those. You don't have to both be gamers, but you know, one way or the other, you got to have that thing you share. And I've seen, you know, marriages and couples or however that come together stick out long term like that. But it is awesome when it's, you know, something that's huge in your life.
Yeah.
To have somebody else that you're sharing it with or being told to.
Or being told to share it with.
You're being told to share it with. Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming on the Scarab Couples cast. No,
The Scarab Connection.
The Scarab Connection.
Oh.
That's coming up. That's coming up in 2017. No.
2017.
Well, yeah. Thank you. well, thank you, Clint. I'm glad you came. I'm glad you were able to come to Scarab, and I'm glad you.
I hope we make it.
Glad
next
you've been
year.
Having fun.
Yeah, I've had a blast. I hope we make it next year. We'll definitely be looking though towards 2016 to do some big things because that will be the 20th anniversary of Deadlands.
Ooh.
And we already have a bunch of stuff planned that we're building up with that.
I heard some rumors about that not too long ago.
Yeah, not too long ago at all.
At all.
Yeah.
Maybe in this same room.
Yeah, but we're kicking it off this year, this month actually, to start the build up to the 2016 big Deadlands 20th anniversary and everything we're going to be doing for that. And that's going to be a blast. And I'm hoping to get to a lot of conventions and share that with everybody. Scarab, I'm just kind of hoping to come and
play games and have fun before we kick off that 2016 tour, as it were.
Okay. Well, we'll be happy to have you guys here.
Thank
or
you.
Even just you and your children, or
you and the wife, and you and the wife,
or the wife, or the wife and not wife. Me, or just children and not us, or I hear she wants to run some games
for some children
that are, you know, age inappropriate.
Yeah.
Call of Cthulhu for grade schoolers.
Yeah. Isn't that little?
Oh God, no!
A game of Fiasco for oh my God.
In a probes.
Yeah. All right. So I'm gonna hit the button.
The button.
The Scarab Swarmcast is produced and mixed by John Manus. You can subscribe to the Swarmcast through our podcast site or through iTunes. If you like what you hear, have questions or suggestions, leave a comment on Facebook, or you can email us at swarmcast@s-c-a-r-a-b.com. Music on the Scarab Swarmcast is by iFi Dragons at ifidragons.com, MC Lars at mclars.com, and Midnight Syndicate at midnightsyndicate.com.
Great green globs of greasy, grimy gopher guts, mutilated monkey meat, little birdies' dirty feet. Great green globs of greasy, grimy gopher guts, and me without my spoon.
Let me spit it. Back in first grade, yo, I had it made. I had friends who liked me, and my bed was made. My mom's woke me up at 7 a.m. I go to school, come home, then I do it again. Miss Peterson, serious, always mad at me. That's the way it had to be, cause I had ADD. But we had it too when we were feeling sad, you see. Sitting on the swings, yo, we sang happily.
Great green globs of greasy, grimy gopher guts, mutilated monkey meat, little birdies' dirty feet. Great green globs of greasy, grimy gopher guts, and me without my spoon.
Roger Rabbit,
Ninja Turtles,
Super Mario 3, Super NES,
who's this Wario G?
The 90s were dope, but things haven't changed. I still like dumb jokes, and I'm basically the same.
Still scared of girls,
still got the same friends.
We're still in Iraq,
kids loving ain't trends.
I guess things stay the same, the more they change.
Like the song's still fresh, though it's been rearranged.
Great green globs of greasy, grimy gopher guts, mutilated monkey meat, little birdies' dirty feet. Great green globs of greasy, grimy gopher guts, and me without my spoon.